This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. St. Lucie County lost a part of its history last month when rancher Alto Adams died at the age of 91. And if you knew Adams, you likely knew him as Bud. In addition to being a rancher, he was a nature photographer and environmentalist, even before that was a cool thing. Adams sat down with our Oral History Project and Janie Gould in 2005 to talk about his legacy. Among all the other things Adams was, he was a veteran, joining the military in 1944 after graduating from high school.
I was 1A in the draft, so I volunteered for the U.S. Navy. And by July, in 1 month, while I was in the Navy, so it was quite an eventful time.
So you would have been in until what, till the war was over, 1945?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you joined the throngs that went to the University of Florida?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
After getting a business degree, Adams brought his family to St. Lucie County and the Adams Ranch. There, without rather meaning to, he says, he bred cows to tolerate the Florida climate. The Brayford.
At that time, I thought the Hereford was the premier beef breed in the world. Mm-hmm. They were strong where the Brahman was weak. They had good bones, good meaty muscles, and they were quiet and docile. The Brahman was strong where the Hereford was weak. The Herefords weren't tolerant of heat or insects. They had a lot of eye problems and other problems. But I crossed Hereford bulls on Brahman cows in 1948.
Adams says when it comes to managing the Adams Ranch, he let nature take the lead.
You can't change this climate and land to fit British cattle. You've got to breed cattle that fit your climate. You've got to make use of what nature has given you here. They have given us a warm climate year-round. We'll grow grass year-round, so we don't put up hay. We don't grow a lot of corn or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We can raise cattle strictly on grass. With the good climate, you have bugs, insects, and things like that. If you can keep live fish in your waterways and ditches and reservoirs and things, they will eat the mosquito larva. So you don't have to spray the whole world, which we couldn't if we wanted to. We know that the birds and the predators, they pick up the rats, rabbits, snakes, and things that we learned from the existing old-time cattlemen are what the university is now called biological control. And it works.
And that philosophy extended to all of the ranch.
We have constant lightning strikes that they may burn a tree, but the cattle remove the undergrowth so that we don't have a wildfire. The management of the grazing land controls the fires. The management of the water level controls the insects and the birds and the predators control the other things. So this is the way that we have been able to operate our business and stay in business this long and be profitable.
Bud Adams speaking with Janie Gould in 2005. Adams died September 22nd. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.